And that brings us to our highlight reel today, item four, which is the presentation of the investment annual funding plan.
Thank you. Appreciate that. This is our once a year projection forward to get our liability payment portfolio, our liquidity portfolio, back up to 3 years of benefit payments. So we top it up, we spend it down over the course of a year, and we're coming back and topping it up again. So we're taking a look at a new tranche of payments. This would be August 2028 through July of 2029. When we take a look at the actual projections, we see $783 million that's going to go out over that time period. Of course, we want to fund that in today's marketplace, and we expect some growth. The portfolio, the liquidity portfolio in aggregate, is currently yielding about 4.8%. So if we take a look at the present value, the 783 drops to $692 million. That's how much we would need to spend today to fund that for the new third year. However, we did some rebalancing earlier this year when the equity markets had run up. We put about $225 million into the liquidity portfolios by taking profits out of the equity markets before the market corrected in March. And so we need a total of $467 million. That's how much we're going to fund in connection with the employer prepayments that come in late July. So when the employer prepayments come in, that's when we do our big rebalancing. We'll take advantage of that, of the money flowing through the system, top up the $467 million, and do the rest of the rebalancing in the portfolio. There's no action item today. This is an FYI. We will come back with an updated asset allocation resolution in July that reflects these dollars and translates that back into target allocations, and that'll be the next touch point on this. That's pretty quick, but we've been through this a few times as a group. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? I just had a comment. It's sort of, we did it the old-fashioned way, right? So rather than have the liquidity bucket generate the money exclusively to fund benefits in that bucket, we sold off assets at their peak, I guess it sounds like, before a correction.
We did sell off some of the equity markets. We were bumping up against some of our triggers there, because just given the strength of the equity markets coming into February, we felt it was prudent to take some of the profits, come back to target there. So we did that a little bit earlier in the year. We've done that a few times where we've seen equity markets run through the fourth quarter and into the beginning of the year, and just take some profits at that point in time.
Excellent. Any other comments or questions? Not hearing any, so thank you.